Blog Talk Radio.
If you got a reason to tell God thank you, I need you to get up out of your seats right now and just lift those hands right now and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Everybody just put those hands together right now.
you, Jesus. Roy and the Revelations. And the name of this song is, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you this morning for another day. Thank you for waking me up, clothed in my right mind. Thank you for the use and activities of my limbs. Thank you for life, health, and strength this morning. I'm grateful unto him because he's Almighty God who have all the power, and he's on my side today in spite of me. I'm telling you, there's none like him. If we'll go to him believing and trusting him and let go of things, things we can't do, things we won't, let go so that God can have his way. Hallelujah. He want to bless us. He know his thought towards us. Yeah, nothing evil. He have good. And he's going to bring it to an expected end. What you're expecting is going to come to pass. And what he said it would be, that's what it's going to be. Hallelujah. Just keep holding on. Oh, don't change. Just keep holding on and continue to wait. He's coming. He's coming. Yeah, we don't know the day, and we don't need to know. We just need to know he's coming and rejoice in knowing that he's coming. Rejoice in knowing that he heard. And rejoice in knowing that he know. Yes, hallelujah, he know you. And sometimes it looks like nothing is happening. We're in a drought. We're in a dry place, it looks like. I know even for me, it have been times when it looked like nobody wanted me to come nowhere and preach, or nobody wanted me to come nowhere to appear and pray. But I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that even in the drought, he was right there. And it was his season to set me down to take a rest. He was right there. He hadn't gone anywhere. He was still blessing me in the midst of the drought because it was working yet together for my good. I needed a rest. I remember days when he took me off and just set me down. Looked like for months. And it just looked like all I could do was go to Walmart and witness or go to the Dollar Tree because, you know, I'm the pastor at Old Store. And wherever the low-income people are at, that's where I pastor, down in the projects, you see, in the ghetto. Those my members, yeah. So, you know, those were the places I was going, but I wasn't on the road. He didn't send me out to travel nowhere. You know, I wasn't going up north. I wasn't headed down south. You know, it was like I was just sitting still in a drought. But he was right there with me every time I went to Walmart. He would show me somebody. Sometime I would go over right there by the bell peppers, and I'm looking at the celery and the bell peppers, cucumbers, you know, the green area, the vegetables. And somebody looking at the bell peppers and said, ooh, they sure is expensive. That was a calling card for me. That was a door opener, a door knocker right there. And I would say, you know what? I know a man who, no matter how expensive a bell pepper can get. It can be $25 a piece. A bell pepper can be $5, but guess what? If I want it, the man I got, he'll get that bell pepper for me because that's what I want. And they like, yeah, especially women. Really? Because, see, she think I'm talking about a physical man. And right there, the church service starts, you know, right there between the bell pepper and the celery, just on the other side of the cucumbers, you know. Then we get on down there in the meat section. You know, I done had the praise and worship, you know, and everything. The scripture been read, the prayer been prayed. I'm on down now. I'm heading towards the cheese and the butter and the eggs, you know, over in that section. And the message have come forth. So by the time I get on round, you know, down by the canned goods and the dry goods, it's almost time for the benediction. You know, I done acknowledged them, the visitors and things. By the time I get to the register, I done gave the benediction, and we headed on out the door. Yeah. You know, because back down in there, when I was coming on up through the canned goods and the dry goods, the doors of the church came open right there. And by the time I got on up to the register, nobody else had nothing else to say. It was time to close the service out, the benediction given, and head on home. Oh, yeah, or wherever God was sending me. But in the midst of all of that, guess what? He yet used me, but in the midst of it, I was yet restful. I didn't have to pack a bag. I didn't have to catch a plane. I didn't have to drive from here to Mississippi. He was giving me a break, you see. And we have to open our eyes and see sometimes, well, Lord, you ain't did this yet. I'm waiting on the Lord. And wait on him. He's coming. But in the midst of that, see what he's doing for you, because he's doing something for you always. Even in the midst of our trials, he's blessing us. And I know many times it don't feel good to us, but it is good for us. He won't withhold no good thing. So if a trial is coming your way, you got to wait. That's a good thing. I know people, he went on and blessed them financially and they squandered the money. I wish I would have waited a little bit longer. I know you do. He tried to get you to wait, but you couldn't wait. He was calling me. He was calling everybody you thought you could get a prayer through with. This too shall pass. Lord, let it pass. You didn't even get the lesson out of it. And the lesson in it was, don't spend no money for a month. I'm blessing you with $3 million, but don't touch a dime for a month. Because within that month, he's going to come and show you what to do with the $3 million. That you'll never have lack in money again. He's going to show you how to allow the money to multiply. And on top of that, he's going to show you who to give money to and who not to give, but you need to wait. Because in all our waiting, it's a blessing unto us. Oh, yeah. And somebody told me, said, you know what, that money thing, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. I said, what? Yeah, because when you got money, you got more problems because you're kind of concerned about your money and you're concerned about, you know, making a mistake. And even, you know, you're concerned about, are you, God, you sure this is who you want me to give the money to? You scared to give any away because you want to make sure this is who God is having you to give it to. So we're waiting on him patiently. Keep the faith. Keep trusting him. Keep the fire burning on the inside. Yeah. Jeremiah, I believe it was, that said, it's just like fire shut up in my bones. Yeah, somebody else sung the song and said, the Holy Ghost is moving and it won't leave me alone. Something about the name Jesus. I believe that was Kirk and Rance Allen. Yeah, so we just got to keep the gift stirred up in us until God come and do what it is that he's going to do, because that's not all you're here for. That's not the only thing that you're here for. So there's no need to just hop up on that, let go. And let God have his way in the name of Jesus. And it's already all right today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God this morning for sending his son Jesus so that I know what to do. I've gone through the storm and lots of rain. But this morning I can say I made it. I've been in positions where I couldn't move. I couldn't go nowhere. I couldn't do nothing. I've been in positions where I had no money. I couldn't buy nothing. I had to stand still and rely on him. But nonetheless, he was right there. And when the time come, he came and he blessed me. Gave me all that, oh my goodness. When I tell you, he gave me more than double for my trouble. He gave me more than what it was worth to go through what I went through. I was like, ooh, I'll go through this again. But you got to get the lesson out of it. You got to let God be the God of your life and humble yourself, submit to him. And, Lord, I accept what you allow, but I need you to strengthen me while you're having your way in my life. Strengthen me that I'll stand. Strengthen me that I'll open my spiritual eyes and I'll see the move of you. Strengthen me that I get the lesson out of what you're trying to teach me. Because sometimes we feel like, oh, war is me. We feel down. We're angry. Nobody can't say anything to us. Do we cut their head off because we're waiting and we're a little bit frustrated that we're waiting so long. But we got to open up to him. And this is what we got to do. Taste and see that the Lord is good. In the midst of your trial, you need to be tasting and seeing that God is good. And wherever you can be a blessing to, somebody over here going through something, they're not going through what you're going through, so you can go over and be a blessing to them. Sometimes you may not be able to move over there, but you can pray them through. Oh, yeah, he just wants somebody to touch and agree with them for their situation. And because you touched and agreed with them, he was giving you a short stack. But because you're not concerned about yourself and just worries me and just worrying over it and just aggravated about it, you went and helped somebody else or you prayed somebody else through or you prayed for somebody else, he giving you the big stack. So he was giving you the short stack, now he's giving you the long stack. You got more. He gave you more than double for your trouble. Yeah, he gave you more. You showed up and he showed out. Yeah, all that kind of thing. We just got to wait on him. You know he's done it for you before. He's done great and mighty things for you before. He's given you lump sums of money before. He opened a door and you was blessed with a car before. He opened a door and made a way for you to put a roof over your head before. He's going to do it again. He gave you a job before. You're waiting on him now. He's going to give you a better job. Yeah, we're just in the waiting process. Stir up the gift in us, Lord, while we wait. Help us to work while we wait. Help us to occupy in you while we wait. Which means help me, Lord, to go be a blessing somewhere else while I'm waiting. I'm in the wait mode with you. But I learn to taste and see that God is good while I'm waiting. I learn to lift up his name in the earth. Oh, my, 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 while I'm waiting. I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving for you right now. I learn to love those who appear to be unlovable while I'm in the midst of waiting on him right now. I didn't keep things all bottled up and huddled up because I'm scared to open my mouth and tell people about me. Because guess what? The more I testify unto him, the more he blessed me. See, he had me with the short stack. But I opened my mouth and I told somebody about what I was going through. And to not knowing that they were going through even worse, they opened their mouth and they told me, I'm waiting on God because my situation is this, that, and the other. See, let me tell you something else. When we shut up and be quiet and sit back and try to show the world and the church folks we all this and we got that and this how we rolling. And let me show you what happened. The devil come and tell on you. Did y'all know that? He come to steal, kill, and destroy. He will tell on you. Yeah, look at Barbara. Didn't you say this, this, and this? Well, Barbara doing that, that, and that. Yeah. Look, let me show you something right quick, and we moving right along. I believe it's, let me see which one it is. It could be 17. No, it's up a little bit further. I thought it was 12 and 17, but it's up here. Bear with me here, and I want to read this to you, because we are overcome by our testimony, the blood of the Lamb. We're overcome by our testimony. But do you know Satan tell on you? And he come to harass you so that you don't do what you're supposed to do. That's why he tried to speak to your flesh. You've been waiting all this time. God ain't going to do that. If he was going to do it, he'd have been done it. See, he'll tell on you. Listen to this. In Revelations, the 12th chapter and verse 10, it says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength. This after the devil done kicked up a ruckus and God had to throw him and his angels out of there, okay? And the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser, listen to this, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Do you understand? Day and night that devil is accusing us. Day and night he's telling God on us. Yeah. And so in verse 11 it says this, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love their lives. They love not their lives unto death. We got to give it up. We got to let it go. We got to let God be the God of our life. Yeah. Because if we allow him to be the God of our life and follow his lead, we're going somewhere. I know the world got it fixed up where we're looking at corporate America and we're looking at jobs and we're looking at TV and we're looking at the way people dress and the way people act. I never seen so many believers with a mohawk. Mr. T and what this man named, I forgot his name, he was an Indian. He was a native. And they wore the mohawk, and that was the reason behind it. And now everybody want to wear the mohawk and say they're believers. But listen, Apostle Paul left a dress code for the saints of God so that there would be a difference. See, God do things in a way so we'll know better, so we won't get tricked and trapped and stumble up. So he put things out here in his word so that we'll learn, so that we'll do these things, so that the devil can't tell on us. The world will know the difference in me and Beyonce. The world will know the difference between me and somebody else out there my age, but they haven't come to God yet. All right, Louis, now, Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. See, we got to come out of some stuff and let God be God. I've never seen so many believers with tattoos. Now, some of them got them before, you know, they come to the Lord. We understand that. Some people was in motorcycle gangs and this kind of that, and they was before they come to God. But once they come to God, they let the tats and all that go. They didn't have a whole sleeve on their arm, their whole body, face, eyebrow, everything. Piercings. This is not our body. We was bought with a price. This body belonged to God. I can't just mimic it and do anything I want to do to this body. I got to let God be God. But see, that devil will tell on you. Now, I'm here to warn you. That devil will tell on you and say, you told Barbara this, this, and that. Well, she over there doing this and this. This is why we pray without ceasing. This is why we watch as well as praying. God loves us. I promise you, you have no idea. I don't know all there is to his love, but the love he has shown me and showing me, it blows my mind. He stepped up on the scene and he fixed some things. And I'm just grateful unto him. So we're going to be talking this morning about testimonies of the people who overcame. And if you have a testimony, God has brought you out of something, or he brought you out many times, and you can testify to the goodness of him, and you want to make known his deeds among the people from your testimony this morning, press that number one and come in and testify to the glory of God. Give it to him, not to yourself. I tell it all about what he has done for me and what he do for me because of this. I'm so happy about it. I realize I'm nothing and nobody. I realize I'm going back to the dirt from which I came. And there's no need for me to sit up in my high tower and be better than nobody else and to sit up and be scared to open my mouth, because I prayed years ago for holy boldness that I could say whatever it is I got to say. Do you know I tell the apostle what I got to say? I tell the bishop what I got to say. If I can go to God and tell God what I got to say, I can tell anybody else what I got to say. You're wrong over there, Pastor. Now, the word, I was down in a place, and they was teaching Sunday school, and they said that Eve had bit the apple. I waited till he got ready to take up the offering, and I stood up, and I said, you know, I thank God for my being here, and, you know, I thank God for his word, but I just have to, you know, be honest. I heard you say the apple. I said, but if we read back, and I went right back to the scripture, I said, it don't say nothing about an apple, a plum, a pear. It don't say nothing about what kind of fruit it was. It just said fruit. And he laughed. So God bless you, Vangelis Mack. And I was Mack during that time. He said, thank you so much. And that is so true. And after the offering, he went on to explain he had made a mistake. You see? I hear folk up in the pulpit lie. We got to stop all of this playing around with foolishness and get real about God's business, because all these people in here, they need Jesus. All these people in here, they're here because they're seeking him. They're here because they want to hear from him. They don't want to hear from you with nonsense. Yeah, and it's all right. That's why when I go pray it up. But now I'm going to make you laugh, because laughter is good for you. And some people ain't laughed in a long time. They didn't feel like they had nothing to laugh about. But when God sent me, he set them free. Now they're able to laugh again. and it's all right in Jesus' name. So listen, this morning, let's pray. We want to pray the prayer of faith, and by 7:30, I want to talk about these testimonies of the people who overcame. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word this morning. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet, and it's a light unto our path. Your way is the only right way. And Father, as long as we're following your way, we're right. And Lord, our faith, you count our faith as righteousness. And we thank you this morning. You did the same for Abraham, and you're no respecter of persons. I come before you this morning. We come together, touching and agreeing on one accord. That, Father, you would bless every caller and every listener, those that's coming through the archives as well. Bless this morning. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, in the way that your people are expecting a blessing. Lord, you're going to carry it to an expected end. You have nothing evil for us. You have all good. You love us today beyond our wildest imagination. You so loved us, you sent your only son, Jesus, to suffer, to hang, to bleed, to die, to conquer all and rise with all power. And Father, there's nothing too hard for you to do. And Lord, there's nothing you won't do for us. You won't withhold no good thing from us. Lord, it must, all things must work together for our good. Do it for us today. Work miracles and blessings in our lives, that God, we can even be a blessing to others. You could use us, Lord, to be a blessing to someone else. There's somebody praying for a job, somebody praying for a better place to live, Father. Somebody praying about their business, about a house, a car, insurance, whatever the case may be this morning. We know that you're the great God, almighty God who have all power. Father, there's no higher power. You've done it for Apostle Paul. You did it for Moses and Joshua. You even did it for Adam and Eve. You did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You did it for Rebecca. You did it for Deborah. You did it for Priscilla and Aquila. Hallelujah. You did it for John and Peter. Lord, you did it for Matthew. Do it for us today. In the name of Jesus, we're waiting on you. All of these had testimonies. Help us today to come out with the testimonies unto you. You've done great and mighty things already. You're doing great and mighty things right now. And, Father, we're looking forward to you doing even more. And bless us today that we talk of your wondrous works, what you've done, and we're making known our deeds among the people. Father, we're telling everybody about the goodness of you, what you've done in our lives. For many are going through or have gone through. And when they hear the testimony, Father, it calls them to rejoice in you. It encourages them. It lifts them up. It calls them to trust you more. Hallelujah. Do it today. In the name of Jesus. Bless every family member represented here this morning. Father, have your way in their lives and strengthen them as you have your way. Father, for we know you'll bring them out like pure gold. You'll bring them out smelling sweet like nothing they've gone through. They've been through the slop. They've been through the garbage. But, Father, we know you'll bring them out smelling fresh like a rose or fresher like a spring flower. Do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Oh, yeah, yeah. We thank you this morning for what you're doing for your people. We thank you for blessing right now. Hallelujah. Many are in the midst of a trial, and, God, they're waiting on you. Give them the lesson. Show them, Lord, why. And give them a heart and mind to lift you up, even in the midst of them not having what they feel like they want, oh God, or what they think they need. Bless them today, every caller and every listener, those that are coming through the archives, in the name of Jesus. Father, the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything and everybody belong to you. And Father, if you only speak the word, I believe if you only think the thought of it, God, of blessing, it shall be done. In the name of Jesus. Hey, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you this morning for faith. We thank you for faith and trust in you. I thank you, Lord, that you can use me to stand in the gap for many. Thank you this morning for standing in the gap for these, your people, on Jesus in the morning. Thank you, Lord. I bless the name of Jesus today. Father, we lift you up in spirit and in truth this morning. We come to you this morning from a sincere heart that you would bless like never before. Father, this is a new day, a day we've never seen before. You've given us brand new grace and brand new mercy, and you renewed your love. But Lord, bless us brand new today, like we've never been blessed before, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you for working it out in a big way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we bring those that are sick before you this morning. Ask that you would touch and heal. Father, make ways, open doors. We know that you heal all manner of sickness and disease. Father, you spoke to the officer's soldier, and he was healed. You called Lazarus forth, even from the dead. So we know you took a beating for the healing of the nation. Heal your people this morning. In the precious name of Jesus, I ask. Or thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ask this morning that you would bless those that are incarcerated and their families, those that are in every branch of the military, Father, widows and bereaved families this morning. Intercessory prayer people everywhere praying for others in the name of Jesus. Lord, preachers everywhere preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. We ask this morning that you would bless Israel, prosper Jerusalem in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless America and the leadership of America. Have mercy today, O God. And Father, every believer, our brothers and sisters overseas, Father, bless as only you can do this morning in the precious name of Jesus. Remember children today. Bless, O God. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Bless every Blog Talk host teaching and preaching Jesus. Lead others to you through your Son. Father, bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here today, O God. Move by your Spirit for your people. Feed us, Lord, until we want no more. Father, remind them of the things that you've done. And, Lord, you choose the testimony to give to them to share. In the precious name of Jesus, have your way here. Woo! Have your way here. Strengthen us, O God, as you have your way. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise this morning. Father, there's none like you. And we thank you this morning. Thank you for prayer. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for all you've done. Thank you for what you're doing right now and what you're going to do. We just thank you this morning. Can't thank you enough. We have so much to thank you for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look, I'm telling you, God is blessing. There are going to be some people that are screaming and yelling and and hollering because he never did this like this before. You going looking for one thing, God going to open the door and give you another. Just continue to wait on him. He going to send you. And know what? You won't even know you're going to receive such a great blessing. You're just going to do whatever. Just continue to hold on and have faith. Not only does he hear today, but he's answering. Oh, yeah, shut up. Hey, oh, yeah, huh? There you are. Hey, Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And for those who want to be debt-free, I just need you to tell him thank you, thank you, thank you. Ooh, thank you, Lord. He's moving. Hallelujah. Even in making us debt-free. We got to wait, some of us, but he's doing it. He's doing it. Hallelujah. He don't speak it unless he's doing it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're going to read our word, but I want to say good morning to you, wicked, 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 over there at Orange Park. Good morning to you, Miss Wicked. God bless you. And good morning to you. I believe that's Kay It may be Sister Dot 954. Y'all know I got to write them down now so I can tell the difference. Good morning to you, Julie, and good morning to you, Michelle. God bless y'all this morning. Good morning to you, Sister Rita. God bless you, and good morning to you, Sion. God bless you this morning. Doc Goodman, God bless you, sugar, and good morning to you. Good morning to you, Brother Dan and Brother Glenn and the main man. And the main man holding that chat room down over there, putting them scriptures right. Louis. Good morning, Brother Louis. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for hanging out in that chat room and keeping it tight and right. He may be the only one over there, but God bless you because he's faithful. He's faithful. And I thank God. Yes, sir. He said the devil accuses, but Jesus pleads our case. That's what he said over there in Revelation. See, he told try to tell on us, Brother Louis. Yeah, but we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and our testimony. Because, see, I don't care what that devil come and try. I got to keep testifying that Jesus is. He's the Son of the true and living God. He went to hell and conquered all. He rose with all power. I feel all right about it right now. So I'm grateful this morning unto Almighty God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, it make it real good when you got two or three more, you know, that's gathered with you, you see. You got a few people. He said, well, two or three. But look, I got Julie over here. I got Wicky. I got Kay, Sia, Sister Dot, Brother Louis. Look at here. Got Michelle. Got Rita. Look at that. Got Sion, Glenn, Dan, and many more hanging out. So we're two or three, but we got way more than that. Not only does God hear, but he answers. And not only that, but he's working a work for us, for our good. Oh, yeah. He's teaching us some things. Because I can't tell you this way is always easy. It's not always easy. It's easier said than done in many cases. I've seen this thing. Somebody come and slap you. I can't say you're just going to immediately turn the other cheek. Some of us going to have to pray about that thing. Lord, help me to turn the other cheek. Help me to forgive them, Lord. They slapped me. Because, see, some of us, when we was in the world, we was fighters. Yeah, we battled out there and things. And we come to God, and he made us brand new. But the old man is always in there, and he just fight all the time trying to come back up. So when they slap you, a lot of times you got to remember, I'm saved now, I don't strike back. I'm saved now, I don't shoot them. I'm telling you. It's the truth. It's funny, but it's true. Some people carry a gun. I had an ex-mother-in-law that everywhere she went, the gun went. If she couldn't fit it in the purse, she would put it in her bosom. If she couldn't put it there, she'd have it in her pocket. Wherever she went, and this back in the 70s. Everywhere she went, the gun went. That's a shame. Before she became my mother-in-law, you know, in the 70s, I used to just look at her. Where you going over here? And I got my gun. I said to myself, woman, you live by the sword, you're going to die by it. But she made some changes. She still toted that gun, but she made some changes. And she didn't die by the sword because she didn't, you know, get to shoot nobody. And I thank God for that. But now, had you rubbed her wrong, I'm sure she would have used it. She was that kind. But God changes from the inside out, and we are so thankful. So we're moving right along this morning, and I'm going back over here, and we're going to talk about testimonies. And I looked, and I could see Timothy. I could see Apostle Paul and Peter. I could see John, Matthew, Luke. And I could even see him over in Acts. I could see him over in Ephesians and Thessalonians and all these places with testimonies. And every time Apostle Paul started a letter, he would testify to the goodness of the Lord. He would tell you what God had done. When I look over in the book of James, I love that James, boy. And James telling some things, but he's testifying of what he know about God. So I'm going here in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and I'm looking at verse 6. I'm going to start right there. Well, I could start at 5, and I believe this is Apostle Paul right here, and in verse 5 we're going to read down probably to 7 or 8. But watch thou in all things. Listen what he says now. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of that ministry. Everybody God saves, he called you. Everybody God saves you, an evangelist. You can spread the word of Jesus. In 6, he said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. In other words, I am ready to go. I'm ready to leave here. And it's close to the time. The time is now for me to go on about my business, to leave here. In verse 7, he testified now. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Go ahead, Paul. I have kept the faith. My. He's ready to get up out of here. But he's yet testifying of what happened. He had to fight the good fight of faith. Many days, people didn't like him for the sake of the truth. Somebody lied on him at some time and point. But he went on and he finished the course that God took him on. See, he was on that straight and narrow, and he had to finish down there. He had to go all the way. Because sometimes you make a start, you sit down to rest a minute, get back up and go a little further. He said, I have kept the faith. Even in the fight, even on the course, I had to keep the faith. In 8, it says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. yeah. So look, he's testifying. Even in the 8th verse of him telling about the judge and the crown of righteousness and the appearance, he's yet testifying of what he believes God is going to do at his end. At his ending. This is what he's saying in verse 8. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8. I went from 5 to 8. But he's testifying. If you go a little further, if you look over in Psalms, I think it's Psalms 119 and verse 157. Many are the persecutors and mine enemy, yet do I not decline from that testimony. They can persecute me. I got many enemies. Folk done lied on me. Folk done talked about me. Folk don't like me, all kind of stuff. But yet do I not decline from that testimony. I'm still going to talk of his wondrous works here. I'm still going to make known his testimony, his deeds among the people. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because that they kept not that word. Many folks, that's Psalms 119 and verse 158. Listen, many, they can see the Lord at work, but because evil is in them, they choose to come against the people of God. And it grieves many of us because they know better. And some of them know the word of God because they preachers. Some of them pastors. But we keep right on going. We keep the testimonies of Almighty God. Oh, yeah, it's good for us. It's good for us. See, because if we carry his word, our feet are beautiful. And we think it's just for preachers, but it's for anybody that's carrying the word of God. And when you give this testimony, you're carrying the word of God. I know they got church stuff outlined, you know, church protocol and how you go about it and all of that. But listen, if we go back to Jesus and look at the way he did things, when he went up in the synagogue, he went up in there and talked. They let him talk because they never heard words like this before. I ran the race. I finished my course. They never heard nothing like that. That was Apostle Paul. But I'm saying things like that during that time, they hadn't heard too much stuff like that. And Jesus was one who brought this kind of thing about because the word of God is the word of God, and God inspired Apostle Paul to give it. And he may have used Timothy to write it, but Apostle Paul spoke it. So listen, we want to be word walkers. Not only do we want to walk in the word, but we want to carry the word, walking and take it wherever we go. I'm in the grocery store, I'm taking the word. I'm flying in the plane, on the plane, I'm taking the word. I'm in the airport, I'm taking the word. I'm in the know. I knew about 9/11, but I forgot about some things, you know, how serious it was. Because, you know, when I pray, I let go. And I can't stand there just staring at the same thing. You know, I done told God about it. I mean it. I let it go. Like with the school shootings. I prayed about that. I let that go. I'm not on the news every day with what they're saying about it now. No, I'm through with that. God got it. If he got it, I'm not going to keep taking it out of his hand because it's just going to get worse and worse. But if I let God have it, when I hear again, it's sounding better because God is moving because I gave it to him and walked away. You see? So I was going down through the airport. I think I had gotten in New Jersey. I had went to New Jersey, and I was heading on somewhere else. Could have been Anchorage. I think I was heading to Anchorage, Alaska. And we drop down in New Jersey. Every time I fly out of Florida into Alaska, we drop down in Jersey. And I was going outside for something because we had a few hours, like a four-hour layover. And I said, let me go out here and look at New Jersey and bless, you know, the city of New Jersey while I'm here. I go out to get ready to go out the door. I forgot about they had done 9/11. All kind of looked like to me there was machine guns, but I know there was rifles. And men dressed up in military gear, when I tell you the look on their face, they were not playing. They were serious. I wasn't serious, but they were serious. And one of them said, ma'am, you can't go through there. And the tone of that voice, I was like, goodness, is it that serious? Oh, yeah, they didn't trust nothing and nobody. He said, ma'am, where you trying to go? I said, I'm trying to go outside. He said, well, ma'am, you go through that door. He said, but if you go outside when you come back in, ma'am, you got to go through the check again, the check out again. They're going to, you know, check you over there again, take your shoes off, everything. I said, okay. I went on outside, stood up, looked around, you know, prayed, and came on back in. But that whole time, I was a little bit troubled in my spirit. I said, Lord, is people in the airport with guns? What is going on? So it just got worse to me and worse. It got uglier and uglier. I went on back in and took my shoes off and everything, let them shook them or shake them or whatever they do, put all my purse and everything in the little bucket thing, you know how they have it, and go through the scanner. Then I had to go through the scanner two or three times because the earrings I had, they wasn't real gold. You know, they might have been, I don't forgot what you call it, something other, but they wasn't real gold. So I had to go back through there again, take your earrings off, do this. I'm like, my goodness. But when I tell you they were serious, and look, if I had lotion and it wasn't brand new, throw it in the garbage. If you had this and it wasn't that, throw it in the garbage. I'm like, are y'all kidding me? Hey, I'm bringing my stuff with me. I don't know if I'll be able to find a store to carry this and that. You got to get rid of it. too serious. But as I'm boarding the plane, this come to mind, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive the sins, and heal the land. So this is what we got to get. This is why it's so important to go through trials and get the lesson out of the trial. It's so important to learn the ways of God and to be willing to be a blessing to somebody else, to help somebody along the way. When you say, Jesus, well, I've been talking to the Lord about that. Or sometimes you say, Lord, have mercy. Y'all not even in a conversation about God. Y'all just talking about regular things in life. But a lot of times you say, Lord, have mercy. When that person leave you, they begin to talk to the Lord. God, I ain't talked to you in a long time. I ain't even tell you thank you this morning. But when I heard him or her say, Lord, have mercy, it reminded me to come to you. And Lord, I'm sorry. I haven't been coming to you as often as I should. You never know what it does for people. I've been riding down the street and seen a bumper sticker. And according to what was on that bumper sticker, it caused me to drive and pray. It reminded me of some things. So our testimonies, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. We can give those testimonies and see how they bless others. When I look at Moses and Joshua, Abraham, all had testimonies. Throughout the Bible, you'll find testimony after testimony of those God did many different things for and blessed them. We can overcome anything if we remember our testimonies of how God delivered us, how he brought us out of many situations. So if he brought me out of this, truly he's going to bring me out of that. And if you're older than 30, you know over and over and over and over again, he has done something for you. He has brought you out. He has fixed this. He's done that. Everything wasn't always bad. When we forget what God has done and we're not willing to come back by faith and trust him, that's when it gets worse and worse. God tempts nobody. We allow the enemy and our flesh to tempt us, and we fall away with the foolishness. Yeah. Look at Revelations again, 12 verses 10 and 11. We accuse, but by remembering our testimony, we can overcome. David was another one who shared great testimonies. If you look in the book of Psalms, you'll see so many testimonies David had. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. These are testimonies because of what God has done for David. And he knows if he does this, then what's going to happen, he's going to be blessed. Many are my persecutions and mine enemies. Yet do I not decline from thy testimony. Chapter 119, verse 157. I don't care what they do. I got to hold on to my testimony. I'm not going to stop talking about the goodness of God. Testimonies are keepsake for me, memories. And from time to time can encourage you. You can think back on how God brought you out and get your little dance going. Lift your hands and begin to tell him thank you. Today we should remember we are overcome by our testimony. And the blood of the Lamb. That devil tried to tell on us. But I remember God brought me out. And God asked him, where you going? To and fro. Seeking whom I may devour. He told him the truth. I'm looking for who I can snatch. I'm looking for who I can get to do wrong. Who I can get to do evil. That's who I'm looking for. I'm going from New York to Florida. And you know along the way there's Delaware, you know, all of that along the way, New Jersey, Philadelphia, all of that, the Carolina, all of that is along the way. I'm going to and fro. I'm going from Florida all the way up to California. I'm going down through Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. My. I'm going on up through Texas, on up through Arizona. Going on out to California. I'm looking. I'm going to and fro to see whom I may devour. I'm going on up. Canada, Alaska, all up in there, Hawaii, everywhere. I'm going to Wyoming, Colorado, all those places. I'm looking, I'm seeking. Who will let me use them? So we want to lock that door and keep him out. We want to ask God to stir up the gifts in us. And we want to testify on whatever it takes to stir it up in us. That's what we want to do in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, I got one quick request this morning, and I'm going to it. And when we come back, the studio is open. If you have a testimony this morning, don't worry about the time. Come on in and bless us with the testimony, and it will be all right in Jesus' name. All right, I'm looking for the song. All right. Going right here. I may not play it all the way through.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
One more time, every praise.
Hallelujah. God, my Savior, he's my deliverer. Hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Listen, the studio is open this morning, and if there's someone with a testimony you want to share, please feel free to press that number one and come in. You also can call 639. I'm looking for it again. I lost. Okay, 619. I'm sorry, 619-639-4609. Yeah, you can call that number and press that number one if you have a testimony you want to share this morning. Or you may just want to say a little bit of something towards God this morning, you know. Feel free, press that number one and come in today, because I tell you, God is good. I look back at my life and I look back at the things he has done. And when I didn't put money on nothing, when I didn't put myself in a position on nothing, I just was free to let him do whatever he wanted to do in my life. And I didn't know the way. I didn't know the way. He made a way and blessed me to follow the way, his way. And I ended up being a blessing. I remember my first time of really, really going on the road. My oldest daughter had asked me to come to Carolina, Fayetteville, if I'm not mistaken. And I packed the bag and caught the plane and got down there. And when I got down there, I had a bag and my purse, and the bag had wheels on it, so I'm rolling the bag. But when I look around in the airport, everybody else got this hard kind of suitcases, you know, luggage. And I'm like, I'm outdated with the luggage, because I wasn't really traveling like that a lot. And so I said, well, when I go back, I'm going to get some better luggage. But I went on, and I was going through the airport to catch a cab, if I'm not mistaken, or she was picking me up. And it was like a pinch in my back. And I was like, what is this? But I went on. What it was, the enemy knew once I got to the house how God was going to use me in that community, how he was going to use me all over the phone. And I said, now this pinch in my back, but it didn't do it anymore. I just did it that one time, but I was concerned because it's my back, and it worked your spine. That's what keep you walking and things, you know, being able to move around. But I went on, told God about it, and went on. And I remember my son-in-law was telling me about his dad and the church he go to, and I told him, I said, you think your dad, I talked to him, I got a word for him. He said, yeah. So I was blessed to tell his dad that God had called him and that God was going to put him in a pastoral position. And some other things transpired. You know, I was telling some other people, and I got an engagement to go all the way to High Ridge, Missouri, when I left there. So I went on, but until this day, my son-in-law dad pastored church. He had some problems a while back. He was sick, but he yet the pastor of the church. Isn't that something? And so I just thank God. I just thank God that his word holds true. And I thank God that which he speaks shall surely come to pass. It may take a while, but if we wait on him, it's going to show up. And we can move on past it if you want to. If he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. I know women, I told them, this man here, Not the one in the blue shirt, but the one in the green shirt. That's your husband right there. God said this, this, and that about him. She couldn't wait. She went on. And she didn't get with the man in the green shirt. He was in the military, let's say. He went to do a tour overseas. And when he finished the first three-year tour, he went to do another three-year tour somewhere else. And he couldn't get back to the States. And he lost contact with her because she didn't want to stay in contact with him because he was on tour. And she couldn't wait. She had to have her man. So she went on and married the man in the red shirt. And she already had a child, but she married the red shirt and had two more kids. Well, guess what? The man with the green shirt, when he got through with the tour and he could come back to the States, he began to look for her. I mean, he searched high and low until he found her. And he knocked on her door. And when she answered the door with two small kids. And she had to tell him, I'm already married. Yeah. And he was like, okay. You know, and he went on. He left and he had to go on. I know it was her. And I know he remembered this. Miss Barbara told her I was the one. And she told me, God said, I was the one. I haven't seeked after a woman, none of that. I kept my mind on my job in the military and, you know, my position and to get better so that when I come back and ask her to marry me, you know, I would have more than, you know, we need to provide. But she couldn't wait. So he went on. Yeah. I'm sure God blessed him. I can't say what he did for her. But I know God blessed him. I do know she was confused in a lot of different ways. I do know that. But I know God blessed him. Yeah. And so it's all right today. I just wanted to share that a little bit and, you know, talk of the goodness of the Lord because he's that kind of God if we'll wait on him. It will take us out of it and let him be the God of our lives. So is there anyone? All right. If not, we'll pray one more request of the morning. And when we come back, we'll come back with our morning prayer. We'll pray out. And after we pray out, I pray that the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. Here you go, right here. Thank you. you come to do. Hallelujah is the name of that one. And we're going to pray out this morning. And like I said, we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon each and every one today and those that are coming through the archives. And I'm trusting the Lord that he will bring new things your way, that he will do new things for you, things he has never done before, and that you will see the blessings of the Lord. Yeah, hallelujah, quickly, quickly, in Jesus' name. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for all that has been said and done. Thank you for testimony after testimony. Thank you, Lord, for Apostle Paul and Moses and Joshua, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you, Lord, for David and the many old patriarchs, God, that shared their testimonies over and over and over. And, Father, we thank you for it strengthens us, it encourages us, and it blesses us. In many cases, it inspires us, and we're thankful unto you. As we depart this morning, bless our going out, Father, and bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today, according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you. We're so grateful unto you. Hallelujah. Every calling, every listener, do it today, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this day in Jesus' name. March the 1st, look where we are, 2018. Hallelujah. I'll be doing big cooking today for my son and his friend, their birthday this month. And so I'll be doing big cooking. So I'll be a little bit busy. But if you just got to need me now, you just need me, just go ahead and call me. It's all right. Yeah, okay. So I'll be talking to you in the morning. God bless you. God bless you.